You know, I had to sneak in here early this morning because I got so many books that you can't see them because I didn't want to scare you. Yes. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of a person who relates to the scripture a little bit. And I just feel led to do this for some reason. But I'll stay right there because it's about you, man. Don't run off. Okay? Every once in a while, I read scripture, and how you interpret scripture is very important. Okay? And I interpret scripture a little differently. All right. So let me just read you something. First John, New Living Testament. Okay. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell people about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. So I read this morning only because of the fact that it's the verse of the day, you know. Okay, so I just want to read this one over you, okay? God sent a man, Clyde. I don't know if he was a Baptist or not, to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Clyde himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to the light.
Amen.
You're blessed, man.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. I thought for sure he was going to 1 John 4:17. Because that's where I'm going today. Lord, we pause in your presence. Break us. Mold us as you want us to be. Give us the utterance to speak that which you want heard. Because in doing that, we'll have ears to hear. We won't have ears that want to turn around, turn over the truth, but we'll accept the truth. Because in accepting the truth, we accept you. Father, have your way here today. Lighten the load of any of those that came with heavy loads. Because, Father, we lay it at your feet. We surrender it, Lord. And, Lord, in the mighty name, the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus, Lord, it is you in our midst. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oscar last week asked me if I would speak this week, and I said, sure. And he didn't know what God had been dealing with me about, but he'd been dealing with me about three words. It's actually more than three words, but I got to get started, so it's as he is. That's the three words. And I looked that up, and I searched for it, and I searched for 2 weeks, just to show you how I am. I'm kind of slow. I searched for 2 weeks. I looked in the Strong's and couldn't find it. But the scripture is, as he is, so are we in this world. That's 1 John, 4th chapter, the 17th verse. As he is. So I started getting thrilled with as he is. You know, you're allowed to get thrilled. I want to tell a bunch of Christian people or people that believe, you know, you're allowed to be happy. There's no rules against being happy. And you know what? And it's okay to be an uncontrollable happy. You're allowed to laugh, and it's an uncontrollable laugh. You're allowed to celebrate his presence. Oh my goodness, don't be afraid to celebrate his presence. In him there's fullness of joy. By the way, all this is free. I haven't got any of this wrote down. But this is how it is. God's an awesome God. So I got to tell you real quick, I'll get to Josh right now and get it over with. I told him, I said, Josh, there's something I need to tell you because I felt him doing it. I said, there's 7 things that God hates. He said, okay, Dad, I'm listening. I said, one is self-pity, and that's the only one I'm going to talk to you about. I'm talking to Josh. You know what he says to me? He said, I hear you, Dad. And I said, you know who else hated self-pity beside God? He said, Grandma Morgan hated it. I said, yeah, and so's her son. He said, and so's your son. See, there's something that we're allowed to do. We're allowed to do whatever God does. He's an awesome God. He doesn't cut us short, and he's not short-handed. He's complete. In him we move, we breathe, and we have our being. That's what the scripture says. I had the boys look it up today. It says it different ways in different verses. But you know what? That's the truth. You know, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And oh, by the way, that's all free too. So I got so many of them up here, I got to go to it, so I'll get to it. The reason I'm saying this is because it's different ways to say it, but and kind of, I don't want to say it's saying all the same thing, because it's not. Listen what it says. This is one of my newer Bibles, in the open Bible here. It says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Now, first of all, I want to tell you this, because I got a few songs to sing here too. That what is our God? What do we know about God? Because as he is, so are we. Do we know that our God is victorious? See, so we are victorious is the first song I came up with. And we can only sing we have overcome because he is overcome. You follow this? Whatever's happened to him, we can claim for us. Did he die for us so we wouldn't have to die? Did he take sin upon himself so we could let go of it? He traded what? Life for death so we wouldn't have to die. So the song goes, and I took it out of the thing back there. We are victorious. We shall overcome. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, God's Son. As he is, so are we. I got excited about this because it's no longer I got to carry what we think that we need to carry. Most of us have been overcome by things that we say, well, we have to be accountable for this. And we carry it, and we carry it, and we carry it. And God's telling you, lay it at my feet, lay it at my feet, lay it at my feet. And as you lay it down at his feet, he goes like this, I got it, Rich, about 2 years ago. I got this. And that's what he's saying. He's got this. And he does time and time and time again. But listen, I'm going to replace the words. It said, herein is our love made perfect, complete. And it says, that we may have the boldness, the awareness. So we need to become aware of what God has in his hand. I had kind of made up these words. I believe God is in them. In his hand is his plan. I believe that. I believe that if you put something in his hand, that is his plan. And know what the scripture says. Nothing shall pluck you out. Right. Nothing shall pluck you out, Tyler. Nothing shall pluck you out. In his hand is his plan. Leave him set there. I got something to say to the parents and the grandparents. I'm glad I'm one of both. And that is, when you see your children squirming, don't think you need to help them. All right. Yeah, that's right. I'm going there. Anyway. Don't think that it's up to you to do something. Well, if you're going to do something, do nothing. Yeah, well, that's hard, huh? But in the Amplified, it says this. 1 John 4:17. In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with the assurance and boldness to face him. Because he is, so are we in this world. When it said face him, that just, oh man, what an awesome thing. Face him. You know, none of you, I'm trying to think if this is right, none of you knew me when I was 4. Lucky you. Anyway, but my mom and Charlie Morgan did. Charlie was my dad. And when I was 4, I remember them having prayer meetings at home four or five couples would come in. They'd go in the living room, which we were told to stay out. Well, we were kids. And they were in there about 10 minutes, and you felt this warmth throughout the whole house. And I went around the corner and went down to my knees to crawl in to see what was going on. And when I crawled in there, I seen a bunch of people on their hands and knees praying to God. And I think I was 18, 20 years old when we was in a prayer meeting, in the men's prayer meeting. We found out that's called the Shekinah glory, where you can't stand up, you have to fall down. His presence is an awesome thing. It's Shekinah glory. And once again, I'll say, as He is, so are we. As He is, so are we. You know, we're in that presence. We don't have to go so far away, because there's a song also, I'm not going to sing it, draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. And the scripture in King James, it says, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. You know, it's important that we realize God's not that far off. Not that far off at all. He wants to do something for us that we can't do for ourselves. Listen to this one. It says, for this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth it. But it says, I'm reading the wrong one. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Now there's a note on that, and it says, so are we like Christ, is what this says. The fact that we are like Christ in love, oh, this is good, is a sign that God, who is love, lives in us. Therefore, we may have confidence in the day of judgment that we are saved. You know, since you've been saved, you know, I was telling the boys back there, you know, most people would tell you to become a Christian, you know, to be saved. And they would say that, you know. And a lot of people, not mentioning any names, Baptist, but not mentioning anybody, would tell you mostly that's it. That's the main thing. But I would tell you that's just part of it. That's the greatest part of it, because you got to have a first step before you can have a body step. See, we believe in the body ministry. For what He's done for one, He's done for all. And as He is in you, He is in the world. He's in for us. He's with us. Oh, okay. I finally got to this. In the Bible study, I've been challenging Bob and Rosie and Carter to do this Charles Stanley thing with me. And the only thing I'm going to read is the last verse, the last sentence in the first paragraph. The truth is that, God, You have a purpose for me this day. Do you know every day you wake up, God has a purpose, a plan for your life that day? Forget about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. But that day. So let's talk about right now. He has a purpose for me this day. Now listen what the purpose is. Someone to encourage. I mean, a lot of times all you got to do is smile at somebody. I'm not kidding. You smile at somebody, it becomes contagious. They smile back at you. And you sincerely ask them, how are you doing today? You know, like the tone of you care. And they'll reply, well, fine, thank you. They will start being like a book, open. So what I would tell you is I would encourage you to be an encourager, slowly opening the book. You know, if you open the book violently, you're liable to rip the pages out. We don't want to do that. Someone to encourage. Now listen to this. Someone to share with. That's the reason we're on this earth. Someone to share with. And finally, someone to love. This can be the same person, it could be two people, it could be three people. If you're a teacher, it's many people. No matter what your occupation is, there are many in this. It could be the person that you're having a hard time with. Remember, as he is, so are we. How is God? He's victorious. What's he want us to be? He wants us to be witnesses of that victory. That's the truth. Now, Debbie, I'll say what I wanted to tell you, what I was going to say to you out there to the people. Our oneness with Christ, with our relationship with Jesus, brings us to reality. This is where 2 weeks ago, Rich, I was sitting out there, and when reality breaks forth, we talk about that a lot. Well, God started dealing with me that. He said, I want you to tell them reality is already broken forth. Do we believe the word? As he is, so are we. That's reality. We don't want to hold back on that. You know, there's a scripture that says, withhold no good thing that to them that it is due. We got too many people thinking, well, I don't know if it's due them. Would we do that if that was us? No. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's no lie. 27 years old. God's got that. God's got that. You know, there's nothing that brings out the reality of Christ in us, or as he is, so is he. As he is, so is he, so are we. As the point to where we let him be God. You know, we act like we got to put on something. God's already in us. And he's for us. And he's waiting for us to be for everybody else. Don't judge them. Don't condemn them. Encourage them. Share with them. Tell them there's hope. Lead them to Christ. Don't be afraid to fall. You know, one time we were down in City Gospel Mission, and I was speaking down there, and Audrey was down there with us, and they had a platform a little bit taller than this. And as I was speaking, I walked out there and walked right off the platform and went rolling like that. Turned around, got back up, came back up here, and kept on going. And she said, I couldn't believe you did that. And, of course, I have attitude. I said, well, you know, if you go down in Christ, you're supposed to get up in him. If you fall down in him, it's best to get up in him. I'd rather fall down in Christ than fall down in myself. You know, I'm finding out when I fall down in him, I don't get hurt. Because, and believe me, it's time that we do away with all the things that take priority, like our pride and stuff like that. We got to get rid of that stuff. I am what I am. Of course, that's Popeye, but by the grace of God, that's us. That's us. We are what we are. Not no put-ons. We're just here. You know, I was thinking how many people, because this does go out over, I guess, the internet or whatever. So there's probably thousands of people listening today who I don't know, and they don't know me. But you know what? My cry to them is that you would know Jesus. You would know Jesus in a different way than you've ever known him. You would know him in the way as he is, so are you. And so are you. And it says, in this world, and I want to encourage you that are listening to us, in this world means not waiting to go to the next world, but being supplied with the Holy Spirit right here, right now. As you breathe, breathe the Spirit of God in you and through you, and know that there's more for you than are against you. And that's another thing. Be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. And in closing, I'll say this. As he is, so are we. And that means we are overcomers. Because we are in the beloved and he is in us. Precious Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your hope that endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, that as you spoke, we are. You spake every one of us into existence. You said, let there be, and we became. And Lord, we know that we know that we know. You do all things well. You're not leaving anything out. We surrender the government of the United States. At one time, I used to think the United States was the remnant seed. But now my eyes have been opened and I see God. The United States is your 12 tribes, and there's 20% of them that is your remnant seed. And that's what you're going to preserve. So America, get ready to go on your knees, because that's where God would purge you. And get ready to call on the living God. And by the way, his name is Jesus. He will not turn a deaf ear to you, but he'll lead you to all truth. And all truth will set you free. Because whom the Spirit has set free is free indeed. And that's how it's going to remain. There's nothing going to be able to bind you up. But Father, whatever you say bind in heaven, we bind on earth. But whatever you say loose in heaven, we loose on earth. And Father, what we loose is the Christ in every one of us. And every one of you that accepts Jesus Christ, be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.